Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 9, 2008. Rival Hamas and Fatah parties are closer more than ever to concluding a national unity deal. Meanwhile, Israel continues to tightly close the occupied West Bank as Arab-Jewish clashes erupted in the Israeli-Arab city of Akka. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The exiled deputy chief of Hamas's Politburo, Musa Abu Marzouk, said that his party and the rival Fatah party will meet within 2 weeks in Cairo under Egyptian mediation in order to reach a consensus on some major points. In a press conference held in the Egyptian capital after meeting with Egyptian officials, Abu Marzouk pointed out that the major issues to be tackled include reforming the Palestinian Security Service and returning the situation prior to June 2007 when Hamas took over control of the Gaza Strip following severe clashes with Fatah. Speaking to media outlets, Dr. Nabil Sha'ath, head of Fatah delegation to the talks, echoed the same stance, calling on the parties involved not to let details of any potential agreement disrupt underway dialogue. Meanwhile, the Hamas party reiterated a previous position regarding the presidency of President Mahmoud Abbas, expressing willingness to accept extension of Abbas's term in office for a period of additional 6 months. In different news, the Hamas party accused the Fatah loyal security services in the West Bank of arresting 17 of its supporters and leaders on Thursday, a gesture that doesn't seem to be helpful for the ongoing dialogue. The trade of political arrests by Fatah in the West Bank and Hamas in the Gaza Strip are one of the significant profiles between Hamas and Fatah, as both factions have called each other to end this case once and for all. In the meantime, the Israeli military further tightened today the closure it imposed Wednesday on the West Bank due to what Israel said the Jewish holidays of Yom Kippur and Sukkot. As part of these restrictions, the Israeli authorities sealed off the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron, considered to be one of the holiest places for Muslims in Palestine and worldwide. Amidst these holidays, Israeli Arab media sources reported on Thursday that clashes erupted between a number of Arab and Jewish residents of the Israeli Arab city of Akka. The clashes erupted after some Israeli Jewish youth hurled stones at Ahmad Sha'ban and his family's car as they were driving through a Jewish-dominated neighborhood on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and George Shmawi.